In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. Listen, yesterday we spoke about Jesus saying, My meat is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. And then he lifted up his eyes and he said, look on the fields, for you say the harvest is in 4 months. But lift up your eyes and look on the fields, for the harvest is already white, ready to be harvested, ready to be harvested. So yesterday, the will of God is for Jesus is to do, the meat is the will of God. To do the will of God is Jesus' meat, and that is to bring people into the kingdom, because the fields are white, they're ripe. That's why we need the Holy Spirit. Without the Holy Spirit, how are we going to gather the people into the barns? Because you see, when we die, or when Jesus comes in glory, let me just tell you, the only thing we're going to present him is the love we have for him and the people we've gathered into the barns, the people we've gathered into the kingdom. That's all we have, nothing else. If you don't know who you are and who you're not, then you're going to be living a life that's not real. And you know, the best person that I know about that is John the Baptist. And in John 1, for John was not yet cast into prison, and there arose a question between some of John's disciples and the Jews about purifying. Now we see that John had disciples. We know that the evangelist John and Andrew were disciples of John, and that they left John to follow Jesus. That's in chapter 1 of the Gospel of John. And they came unto John and said unto him, Rabbi, teacher, he that was with you beyond the Jordan, that's Jesus, to whom you bore witness, behold, he's baptizing, and all men are coming to him. John answered and said, a man can receive nothing except it be given him from heaven. So John knows that everything he's received is from God. John knows that all that he has been given by God. You yourselves bear me witness that I said I am not the Messiah, but that I am sent before the Messiah. Again, John knows who he is, that he is the precursor of the Messiah. And this is the gift given to him from heaven. He knows who he is. He that hath the bride is the bridegroom, but the friend of the bridegroom which standeth and heareth him rejoices greatly because of the bridegroom's voice. This is my joy, therefore. And it is fulfilled. He must increase, but I must decrease. You see, John knew his vocation. He was to proclaim Jesus. He was to announce Jesus. He was to announce the ministry of Jesus. He was to open the way for Jesus. He was the best man at the wedding. He had received this gift from God. He was not going to overstep his gift. He was going to work in the gift that was given him, that was to announce Jesus. He was not going to pretend to be someone he wasn't. I am not the Messiah, John 1:20. I am not the Messiah. He knew who he was. He knew he was just the voice. And he knew that Jesus was the Lord, and that he, John, must decrease while Jesus would increase. Now, that's so perfect, you see, because you don't get into trouble when you know who you are and you know who you're not, okay? You don't get into trouble. You stay in the bounds of the gift that God has given you. You stay in the boundaries of what God has called you to do. You don't get into trouble. You know who you are, and you know who you're not. You're not the Messiah, but you're the voice. You're preparing the way. And that you know this is a gift from heaven. God's given you this gift, and you don't step outside of the boundaries of who you are. This is a wonderful thing. This is a wonderful thing because you know what? People would not get into trouble if they stayed in the boundaries of who they are. That they're not the pastor, but that they are anointed because they are Christian. They're not the preacher, but they can witness and proclaim the gospel. Know who you are. And the boundaries that God has given you are great boundaries, because in those boundaries you can do great things under the power of the Spirit if you do not usurp who you're not. Because if you start living a life that I am the pastor, when you're not the pastor at all, I'm going to tell you, you're usurping boundaries, and you don't have that anointing. See, I just remember, you know, when I was a priest, and I'm still a priest, thank God, but under somebody, you know, the pastor was my pastor. I did not do anything without letting him know what I was doing. I would ask permission of the things I needed to do. I did not go over his head. I don't go over the head of my pastor. Therefore, as a curate or as a priest's associate pastor, call me what you wanted, I had great boundaries to work in, that I could do wonderful things, but I was not the pastor. I didn't need to be. That didn't mean I wasn't pastoring people. It means I was not the final authority. There was somebody else who had that authority. I did not go over his head. I don't go over the head of my pastor. Therefore, as a curate or as a priest's associate pastor, call me what you wanted, I had great boundaries to work in, that I could do wonderful things, but I was not the pastor. I didn't need to be. That didn't mean I wasn't pastoring people. It means I was not the final authority. There was somebody else who had that authority. Do you understand what I'm saying? That's very important. But with the authority I had, I could do many things. But I could not usurp somebody else's authority because there was no anointing there. My anointing was staying in the bounds of what God had given me. Do you understand? That's so simple. And I know that to be true. I know that, and that's where the blessing is. To be where you are called to be and not to be anyplace else. To do what you are called to do and not to do anything else. That Jesus would increase and I would decrease. That I would know who I am and I would know who I'm not. Very important. It's very important, you know. And if we work under those boundaries where the Holy Spirit anoints, great things will happen. And I know that to be true. You see. Now, I have been at Holy Rosary how long? Since 1995. September 11th, 1995. So you figure it out, okay? That's 15 years. Tomorrow. I have been given authority in this little parish. This is where my authority is. Oh, I've also been given authority on the radio. I've been given that authority in different states too, because the Lord has opened doors for me. I've been given that authority. I do not want to usurp the authority by taking to myself monies and other things that come into the radio ministry, and I would decrease. That I would know who I am, and I would know who I'm not. Very important. It's very important, you know. And if we work under those boundaries with the Holy Spirit anointed, you're never going to be able to give away all that the Lord gives you. You know what? I'm experiencing that now. No matter what I give away, my heavens, it comes back and back and back more and more. He prophesied that. He prophesied that. See, I want to stay in that blessing of giving. For me, that's a blessing. For me, that's a blessing. That's one of the boundaries the Lord's. Keep on doing that. Just keep on giving. He told me one day, he says, I love to see you give, because when you give, you remind me of the Father. And the Father so loved the world that he gave Jesus. I want to stay in the boundaries of who I am. I want to live under those boundaries so that the anointing would become greater and greater rather than lesser and lesser. Do you understand what I'm saying? I don't want to take on an authority that I don't have. I just want to take the authority that I do have. That's all I want. You know, I want him to increase, and I want me to decrease. And if I don't want to decrease, I want to decrease, Lord. As long as you are supreme, as long as when people come to me, they look up and see Jesus, not me. I know I'm the one that's there. But you see, it's Jesus who does the healing. It's Jesus who fixes our hearts. It's Jesus who gives us peace. It's Jesus who opens doors so that we get a job. It's Jesus. It's all about Jesus. He must increase and I must decrease. I must know who I am and who I'm not. And one of the big problems is that there are so many people who have been baptized in the Holy Spirit and they have still no idea who they are. They're still pew potatoes. They sit in the pew. And they've not administered the gifts that God has given them. And you never know the men now. And these men are transformed, so many of them. So many of them, they're lay Dominicans, they love Jesus, they're wonderful men. I don't care what they did in the past it's under the blood. Started visiting jails. Women who were in jail. And as a result of his visiting these women, he spoke of the love of God, the compassion of Jesus, the forgiveness of God, that people's lives were changed. So changed. It's Father Latas. Women came to realize who he was, Jesus. Women gave their lives to Jesus. When they got out of jail, they lived for Jesus. Father Latas had a great ministry. He didn't think that he could ever do a thing like this. As a matter of fact, he was afraid to do it. As a matter of fact, he didn't want to do it. But he had a charism, a gift to do it. Now, there are a couple of sisters in Bethany. They have a Bethany ministry to people in jail. And they have taken on Father Latas's charism. And I go to celebrate Mass for these men now. And these men are transformed, so many of them. So many of them, they're lay Dominicans, they love Jesus, they're wonderful men. I don't care what they did in the past it's under the blood. But these two ladies, these two sisters, have Father Latas's charism. This man, 150 years ago, still lives through the people who are under the umbrella of the charism that God gave him. And these two sisters are under the umbrella of Father Latas, and they do a wonderful job. They do a wonderful job. And these men are an example of the wonders that they do. And they are wonderful, wonderful men. And I don't care what they've done in the past. I don't know their past. I just know this. They've been transformed by the Lord Jesus Christ. And anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. But you see, these sisters are working in the boundaries of Father Latas's charism. That's where the blessing is. They are not trying to be the priest. They're not trying to be the warden. They are ministers of the Lord Jesus Christ in the prison who care for these men and love these men and pray for these men and bring these men into the fullness of the faith. It's wonderful. They don't have to be anything else than what they are and the grace that God has given them to work in and under. That's why it's a wonderful thing to know who you are and who you're not. He must increase and I must decrease. I am not the Messiah. I am just the best man. I am not the bridegroom. I am a voice crying in the wilderness, prepare the way of the Lord. I am Father Tom. I have been given a little parish. People come from all around to my little parish. It's the Lord's little parish, as a matter of fact. It's not mine. The church is open for people to come and pray. Yesterday, people came from Rhode Island. And the man says, I could feel the presence of God in the church. That makes me so happy. And I know that presence of God is related to the Eucharistic adoration that we have, related to the Eucharist that we celebrate, and also related to the praise and worship that we do. Oh, yes. Today at 4 o'clock we'll be doing praise and worship. It's Friday. Praise and worship on the 10th of whatever month it is, September, at 4 o'clock. You know, people praising and worshiping God at 4 o'clock in the afternoon. I haven't been able to be there because I've been sick. But people are still there praising and worshiping God. And everything falls into place when you praise and worship God. Everything falls into place. Plus, I've been given authority over the airwaves. And I'm on two stations in Boston, WROL that you're hearing me on now, and then that's carried by the satellite to other places. Then WEZE. On WEZE, that's 590 on the AM dial. I'm on at 11:15, just before WROL, and 9:45 in the evening and 3 in the morning. I've been given that authority in Boston. Many years ago, the Lord said, your place is Boston. God has opened up an avenue for radio in Boston. Only God knows how many people are touched. I don't know. I do the best I can. But I have no idea who's being touched, who hears me. But to stay under that anointing that God has given you, to know who you are and to know who you're not, and to just operate in that area, in that boundary. And the boundary is great. You can do great things in the boundary that the Lord has given you. You can raise the dead if God's given you that gift. You can heal the sick if God's given you that gift. You can preach the gospel. Maybe not from the pulpit, but you can start a Bible study. You can go to a jail and work with the prisoners. There's always something to do that God can anoint you to do. That you can go to an abortion mill and save the lives of women and babies. You see, But who will step out and do these things? That's the issue. The issue is who will step out. You know, who will really go to the outer ends of their boundaries and do the things the Lord has called them to do in faith? Most people just want to sit in the pew and say, well, you know what, I want to be blessed. I want to be blessed, and I'm going to return to what Jesus said. I want to be fed. They want to be fed. And Jesus says, my food, my meat, is to do the will of him who sent me.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.